and to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to pen a baby's diaper, you use
a pen.
And soup comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay. If you went out in the wintertime and it was cold, what would you put on over your dress?
Coat.
And between the coat and the shirt, the man might wear a
vest.
And the bottom portion of the man's outfit would be his
pants.
Is there another term for pants?
Trousers.
What about work pants? The kind with the bib and the...
Oh, overalls.
And, yeah, I guess that's all there is there. If you had gone out with, you'd forgotten your coat, and someone carries it to you, he would say, here, I have blank you your coat.
Brought.
And you, and, or if he hadn't done it yet, you might say, will you please...
Bring my coat.
And so then he...
Brought it.
Okay. The coat won't fit me this year, but last year it blanked perfectly.
Fit perfectly.
And if you're old, well, a man's three-piece thing would be called his...
Suit.
And if he had to buy one, he would go out and buy a
brand new suit.
Mm-hmm. And if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them... Another word for stick out, beginning with a B.
Bulge.
Mm-hmm. And if you washed a shirt and it wasn't sanitized, then it might...
Shrink.
So yesterday I washed it and it...
Shrank.
And I should have known better because other things have...
Shrunk before.
Then, if a girl likes to put on fancy clothes and makeup and so forth, you say she likes to do what?
Primp.
Okay. What would you say about a man who likes to do that? Any term for that?
I can't think of.
Do you know a word for a man who likes to wear fancy clothes?
Well, he's a dandy.
Do you know the term jelly bean for that kind of man?
Oh, I remember that during my teenage.
Is
we
that
call people the jelly bean who slick the hair down too slick, you know.
Okay.
Looked greasy on the top.
And what would you call a small leather container with a clasp that women carry money in?
A purse.
Okay. And what does a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet.
And around her neck?
A necklace.
Suppose it were a lot of little things strung up on a chain. That would be a...
Beads.
A what of beads?
String.
Okay. Did you ever hear a pair of beads? Okay. And then what do men wear to hold up their trousers?
A belt.
Well, the old
suspenders.
Is there an older word than suspenders?
Oh, yes, galluses.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
All right. And what is the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy top cover?
The spring.
Is there another name for that?
Coverlet?
Mm-hmm. How about counterpane or counterpen?
Oh, yes.
How do you pronounce it?
The counterpen. I believe people say counterpen in this area.
And then you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you ever see something that was about twice as long as a regular pillow?
Uh-huh. A bolster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And off that, you might say that bolster doesn't just go halfway across the bed. It goes...
Completely across.
Or... goes
all across.
Would you ever say clean across or clear across or slam across or plumb across?
No.
None of those. And then what is the thing that goes on top of the bed for warmth?
A quilt.
Is there another kind of thing that's, I think, fluffier than a quilt?
A comforter.
And if you had company coming and there weren't enough beds, what might you make up on the floor?
A pallet.
Yes. Ever hear that called a Baptist pallet?
No.
Or Methodist ballot?
No.
Then these are some questions about types of soil and types of land.